Felix Mendelssohn. This monument shows the composer's name as Felix Mendelssohn Bartholdy. This is the name his parents took when the family joined the Protestant Church. However, Felix himself preferred to use the original family name, Mendelssohn. Felix Mendelssohn wrote great quantities of many kinds of music in his short life. He developed ideas thoroughly in his mind and then wrote them down with astonishing speed. But whether he composed music for a symphony orchestra for a solo instrument, like the piano, or for a choral group. His music was pure in style and skillful in technique. Travel played an important part throughout Mendelssohn's life. When Felix was only 2 years old, the family had to leave their home in Hamburg, Germany, where Felix had been born in 1809. Disguised as peasants, they fled to Berlin to escape the French army, which then occupied Hamburg. Felix, wearing the kind of tailored dress most little boys of that time wore, loved to sail toy boats on the canal in Berlin. When Felix and his brother and sisters were children, the Mendelssohn family lived with Felix's grandmother in Berlin. Father Mendelssohn soon grew prosperous in the banking business, so their life was quite comfortable. Every day when Felix was still quite young, his mother gave 5-minute piano lessons to him and to his sister Fanny. Both children soon began to show a real talent for music. Throughout their lives, their love of music helped make Felix and Fanny close companions. The Mendelssohn children did not go to school, but were taught at home by a private teacher. Their day began at 5 a.m, and they were kept very busy at their studies. Their parents insisted that the children spend their time in worthwhile activities. Idleness was not permitted. Special teachers came to give the children lessons in music and art. Felix learned to play the violin as well as the piano. All of the children also took lessons in drawing and landscape painting. Carl Friedrich Zelter was the teacher who had the greatest influence on Felix's musical development. Zelter taught Felix harmony and composition. He recognized the boy's great talent, but took great care not to let him become spoiled by others' praise. When Felix was 9, the family cook made his favorite cake, shaped like a tree trunk, to celebrate his first public performance as a pianist. Felix was more delighted with the cake than with the enthusiastic applause the audience had given him. The next year, Felix joined the Berlin Singing Society, an adult choir that his teacher, Zelter, directed. This practice at choir singing gave Felix first-hand experience that enabled him later to compose many fine choral works, or music to be sung by many voices. Sunday concerts were held regularly for friends in the Mendelssohn home. These concerts were excellent training for Felix. Conducting the orchestra helped Felix develop skill in blending the different instrument parts in his own compositions. Often, too, the orchestra played some of the fine music that 11-year-old Felix had already written. When Felix was 12, Zelter took him to visit the famous German poet Goethe, who lived in another town. Just to talk with Goethe for a few minutes was considered a great honor. But Goethe was so pleased with Felix that the visit lasted more than 2 weeks. Goethe invited the Grand Duke and Duchess, members of their court, and leading musicians and artists to his home to hear Felix play. Felix performed so brilliantly that the distinguished audience listened to him for hours, not even stopping when lunchtime came. Goethe tested Felix by giving him a scrawled, ink-splattered piece of music to play. The music had been handwritten by the great composer Beethoven and was very hard to read. But Felix, after trying it just once, set the music aside and played it perfectly without missing a note. Felix had an exceptional memory and could remember complete musical scores. This was important to him throughout his life. His fine memory made it possible for him to conduct orchestras and choirs without having to look at the music. Young Felix left Goethe's home with many happy memories and a deep fondness for this great man. Later, Felix wrote a number of compositions based on Goethe's poems. One of these is the overture Calm Sea and Prosperous Voyage. When Felix was 13, the Mendelssohn family set out on a vacation trip to Switzerland. The group included the whole family, plus some friends, the children's teacher, a doctor, and several servants. It took 3 carriages to hold them and all their luggage. It is small wonder that after one of their stops, Felix was left behind. Everyone thought he was in one of the other carriages, but Felix, now feeling quite grown up since his long curls had been cut, set off on foot until his teacher finally returned to find him. In Switzerland, Felix spent hours painting pictures of the magnificent mountain scenery. Felix had enjoyed his early training in painting, and his pictures were really quite good. His love for the peace and beauty of Switzerland brought him back there many times during his life. When Felix was 16, he went with his father to Paris. In spite of the praise Felix's work had received, his father was still not sure that the boy was talented enough to be a successful composer. Father Mendelssohn wanted to get the opinion of Cherubini, the director of the Paris Conservatory of Music. At a gathering of musicians and music lovers, the stern, critical Cherubini listened to one of Felix's compositions. Even the hard-to-please Cherubini was impressed by the boy's talent. Father Mendelssohn no longer doubted that Felix should make composing his career. That summer, the Mendelssohn family moved into a new home, a huge estate on the outskirts of Berlin. The main house and several smaller buildings were located in the midst of beautiful gardens and seemed much like a castle hidden in a forest. The garden house was the family's favorite spot. Inside, it had a large ballroom that held several hundred people, a wonderful place for the Mendelssohn Sunday concerts. In the summer, a glass wall was removed to make an open-air gathering place. The garden itself was Felix's special delight. It was here that he and his friends first read Shakespeare's plays, and it was in the garden, when Felix was only 17, that he composed one of his finest works, the overture to Shakespeare's play, A Midsummer Night's Dream. But there were disappointments, too. When Felix's first full-length opera, The Wedding of Camacho, was performed, Felix left the theater before the final curtain. He realized that this music, which he had composed 2 years before, was not nearly so good as his more recent works. Although he thought about writing other operas later, he always found some reason not to do so. Perhaps he could not forget the deep humiliation of his first failure. A new project soon aroused Felix's enthusiasm. He and a friend persuaded the director of the Singing Society to let Felix arrange and direct a performance of a religious work by the composer Johann Sebastian Bach. Felix had to rehearse and conduct two choirs, two orchestras, and several soloists, about 400 performers in all. A huge crowd came to the performance. More than 1,000 people were turned away because there was no room for them. The performance was a great success. Felix was enthusiastically praised for his conducting, and the long-neglected music of Bach once more was appreciated by the musical public. When Felix was 20, he left by steamer for England. His father and sister Rebecca saw him off. In England, Felix planned to get acquainted with musical leaders, give concerts, and gain new impressions as backgrounds for his compositions. Great applause followed the playing of Mendelssohn's C minor symphony in London. In appreciation, Felix dedicated this symphony to the London Philharmonic Society. The society, in turn, made him an honorary member. Felix was very popular in England and gained much self-confidence and peace of mind while there. Felix and a friend took a walking tour through Scotland. The rugged, haze-covered scenery, the colorful dress of the Highlanders, and the historic castles made a deep impression on Felix. This was the inspiration for Mendelssohn's Scottish Symphony, although he did not complete it until many years later. The two friends also made a special trip to Fingal's Cave in the Hebrides Islands off the coast of Scotland. The spectacular scenery inspired Felix to jot down on the spot some music which later became the theme of his Hebrides Overture. Mendelssohn's travels took him next to Italy. He especially enjoyed visiting art museums to see famous paintings by great artists. Felix composed a great deal of music in Italy and began work on a new symphony to be called the Italian Symphony. Felix liked the organ more than any other instrument for improvising. On one of his many trips to London, he played the organ in St. Paul's Cathedral for hours, while his enthusiastic friends took turns pumping the bellows until they were exhausted. Mendelssohn composed much beautiful organ music that is often heard today in churches throughout the world. When Felix was 24, he was honored at a banquet after he had directed a huge music festival at Düsseldorf, Germany. Felix had conducted the inexperienced festival musicians so well that he was appointed music director at Düsseldorf, his first salaried position. 2 years later, he accepted a similar but more important position in Leipzig, Germany. The Leipzig Conservatory of Music was founded some years later as a result of Mendelssohn's work. Felix and his friend, the composer Robert Schumann, were among the first teachers at the conservatory, which came to be one of the leading European music centers. When Felix was 28, he took a trip quite different from his concert tours, a honeymoon. He and his bride, Cecile, spent many happy hours painting and sketching along the Rhine River. Cecile, a calm and gentle girl, was an excellent wife for the excitable, energetic Felix. Mendelssohn conducted one of two choirs at a festival honoring Gutenberg, the inventor of printing. Felix had composed a special choral work for the occasion. Part of this work later became the melody for our familiar Christmas carol, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. The King of Prussia requested Mendelssohn to write several musical compositions during the years that Felix served as a royal court musician. One of the finest of these was music to accompany Shakespeare's play, A Midsummer Night's Dream, for which Mendelssohn had written an overture many years before. The new music included the joyous Wedding March that is traditionally played at weddings today. Queen Victoria and Prince Albert of England greatly admired Mendelssohn's music. Felix visited the royal couple at Buckingham Palace and entertained them with his skillful improvising. The prince, who was a good musician himself, played the organ for Felix, and the queen herself sang one of Mendelssohn's songs. The first performance of Mendelssohn's great religious work, Elijah, was held at a music festival in Birmingham, England, when Felix was 37. The powerful music held the audience spellbound. This triumph made the years of work and long hours of rehearsal worthwhile. But Mendelssohn was exhausted from his strenuous work schedule. A crushing blow weakened him further on his return home when he learned of the death of his beloved sister Fanny. Some months later, Felix became seriously ill. Doctors issued hourly bulletins to the anxious crowd that gathered outside the Mendelssohn home. But despite all efforts to save him, Mendelssohn died on November 4th, 1847, at the age of 38. In his short life, Felix Mendelssohn wrote an amazing variety of music. His sensitivity, imagination, and fine craftsmanship are still admired today as they were in his own time.